Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Nils Borchert. I'm from the University Bonn in Germany, and I will give a little introduction into my PhD project and one part of my PhD project, particular on the effects of biochar from slow pyrolysis, fast pyrolysis, and gasification on soil properties and biomass production. The idea for this project came from the German Federal Institute of Geosciences and Natural Resources with a focus on waste management, because they expect a rising amount of organic byproducts which will produce during the next years from gasification and pyrolysis in Germany because of the rising biomarket in Germany. So the first step for me was to find different biochars, charcoals in Germany. And I found three. And charcoal, commercial produced charcoal in retorts, and gasification coke, this is a byproduct from syngas production, and flash pyrolysis char. This is also a byproduct, but here is the aim to produce crude oil, so bio oil from pyrolysis. The charcoal and the gasification coke are produced from deciduous root, and the flash pyrolysis char is produced from conifer root. These three charcoals differ in several properties, especially in the specific surface area, the ash content, and the pH, which I measured in calcium chloride. The specific surface area of the charcoal and the gasification coke is much more higher than from the flash pyrolysis char. It's very, very slow. I will show in a picture. I will show in a picture why, but a short moment. And the ash content from the gasification coke is approximately 10 to 12%. It's much more higher than from the charcoal. Because of this, of the alkalic ash contents, the pH of the charcoal and gasification coke is higher than 7. On the other hand, the pH from the flash pyrolysis char is below 7, because after the pyrolysis process on the surface and in the pores, there are remaining some organic acids which reduces the pH. And now I will show some SEM images. This is an image from the charcoal, and you can see the microstructure which comes from the root itself. It's not destroyed during the pyrolysis process. It's the same thing for the gasification coke. And for the flash pyrolysis char, you can see as well here the original macro structure from the root. But on the surface, you can see resin which blocks all of the pores. And I analyzed also the nutrient contents for the charcoals, the contents for potassium, magnesium, and phosphorus, and the arable form of these, the plant arable form. And as you can see here, the gasification coke has very high nutrient contents because of the high ash contents. And these contents are higher compared to the charcoal and flash pyrolysis char. And in Germany, when a farmer will use these gasification coke as in soil conditioner, it's not allowed because of the expected fertilization effect. Because of this, we expected also in my field experiment, that we can see fertilization effects. And I installed in 2008 a field experiment. It's a mixture of a field experiment with trails and pots. I installed 15 plots with 9 treatments. 15 plots because during the last 2.5 years, I took 5 samplings each spring and autumn with 3 real replications. And the plots are made from 9 treatments. I took sand and silt from arable land, temperate soils from Germany with a very good soil fertility, and mixed these soil textures with charcoal, gasification coke, and flash pyrolysis char with an amount of 1.5 percent per weight. The 9th treatment is a specific mixture of silt and water washed gasification coke, but for this presentation I excluded the data set from these treatments. Each season, 2008, 2009, 2010, I planted the pots with corn. So I could use for the next slides and for the statistical evaluation the data set from the initial mixtures and from the first 4 samplings. And the first question was, can we see overall effects? Yes, and we can. as we expected after the characterization of the charcoals, there we expected that the gasification coke has a significant fertilization effect in the soils. We can see it here as well. I splitted the data sets for sand and silt, and there you can see that the gasification coke is compared here to the controls, that the gasification coke has a significant effect on the pH in both textures as well as on the nutrient contents and the CEC. After the addition of the charcoals into the soil textures, the BPCAC contents increase significantly. BPCAC means in this case, this is a black carbon content which are detected with the BPCA method. No differences were observed for the water holding capacity and the nitrate-nitrogen contents. The next question was, can we see changes with time? We did see any change with time except the plant array of phosphorus, which rised with time and in sand significantly after the after the day 455. In silt, you can see a tendency which is similar to the sand. And the next question was, can we see any relation between the soil properties and the BPCAC content and the pH as an indicator for the added ash together with the biochar? To get an answer for this, I did a principal component analysis and I got two factors. The first factor explains 52% of the variability of the data set, the second one 27%. The first factor has compounds with positive loadings to the plant available nutrients, to the CEC, to the pH, to the water holding capacity and the total nitrogen content. The loadings for these properties are positive. On the opposite, the negative loading has the plant available phosphorus content, because during the time the plant available phosphorus content increased in sand significantly, the other soil properties decreased or did not change with time. The second factor is related to the BPCAC content, which not changed significantly during time, during the whole experimental time. And the BPCAC content is related to the total carbon compound. That's clear because I added charcoal into the soils. And here I have two properties of the soil organic matter, which I measured with the Rockerwall analysis method, which gave me an information about the quality of the soil organic matter, especially in this case, the hydrogen content and the oxygen content, which decreased after the addition of biochar into the soils. This is the first part of my presentation, which is related to the soil itself. So we saw as an overall effect that the gasification coke with its high ash content has a significant effect on the soil fertility, especially on the pH and the nutrients in the soil. We saw that only the plant available phosphorus changed significantly within the experimental time. And here we could see that we can compare the biochar effect on the soil and an effect which comes from the ash itself and from the biochar C, which comes from which is added also with the biochar. And now I will go to the biomass. Interaction between the added biochar into the soil and which effect had these added biochar on the biomass which we harvested. Unfortunately, this data set is only available now for 2008 because the samples from 2009 and 2010 aren't fully analyzed yet. In 2008, we didn't determine significant differences in biomass yields because of the high fertility from the soils which they have originally. But I took the data set and did a principal component analysis as well. And I got two factors. The first factor explains 53% of the variability of the data set. And this factor is related to the nutrient contents in the leaf biomass. The second factor, more interesting for us as biochar interested researchers, explains 20% of the variability of the data set. And this factor has positive loading for the BPCA content in soil and also related to the delta 13.3 value in the leaf biomass. I took both data sets and made a scatter plot. And as you can see here, with an increasing BPCAC content in soil, the delta 13.3 values of the biomass, of the leaf biomass, decreased. This gives us information how the biochar affects the water uptake by the plants or the water supply to the plants. It's only the start of the evaluation of the data set, but we know that in 3C plants, the delta 13.3C values give us an information about the water use efficiency in these soils. And we use these data set to explain how the BPCA or the biochar amendments change the water use efficiency of the plants in the soils. And now the conclusion. In the soil, the gasification coke increased soil fertility by increasing plant available nutrients and the CEC. Unfortunately, I didn't show specific charts for the flash pyrolysis char, but the flash pyrolysis char reduced the pH in the soils and did not add any nutrients into the soils. The ash affects soil nutrient contents and the pH, and now there's a little mistake. The biochar C affected only the soil organic matter and quality in the soils. And the last one, the addition of biochar into the soils was related to the delta 13.3 values in the leaf biomass from the harvest 2008. Okay, thank you very much.
We do have a few minutes for questions.
How charcoal content nearly charges?
Sorry?
Charcoal or biochar content of what is nearly charges? You are measuring the CEC of the biochar or charcoal?
The CEC, let me show, it's the first slide. Yeah, it's the first slide. Here you can see the...
CEC and the 7.1 for charcoal. How do you measure this one?
7.1.
So does it contain negative charge?
Yes, yes, yes. It's for the negative charge especially. Yes. I measure the cation exchange capacity.
What is the chemistry of that?
It's a two-step process. At first I used... barium chloride to bring all of the cations from the surface, and in the second step I used magnesium chloride to change the barium from the surface, and I measured the barium content in the second solution. So I got good information about the cation exchange capacity from the material. I measured with this method the negative charge from the charcoal.
Thank you very much.